moment you've all been waiting for.
You what? Well,
that hit the spot.
Hello and welcome back to the podcast. Ali Ryan here again from my bedroom. Kendra, are you at your dresser
yes,
table?
Yes, I am. Once again.
We're back. I hope everyone had a nice Easter weekend. I found Easter so weird, did you?
Yeah, really weird. I find this week tough, to be honest. I've not had a good week.
Yeah, oh my god,
just,
me too.
Just like feeling shite.
I think as time goes on, it's like almost getting worse. It should be like getting easier, but it's also like, fuck's sake.
Yeah, I think in a way, like the novelty is kind of worn off for people now. And it's like, you know, oh, we get to work from home and it's grand. And, you know, we're not having to get the bus every day. And now it's like, oh God.
It's like, oh wait,
I would like to get the bus, you know.
Yeah, please let me take a bus.
Yeah,
it is really weird.
Getting a bit old. Like,
it's funny, like I'm seeing people still like, you know, planning events in 2020, and I'm just like it. I don't think it's gonna happen, hon. I don't know if you saw, but like Facebook announced they're not doing any events until June 2021. Did you see that?
It's insane.
And like Facebook,
it's freaky,
were the first
like,
people, you
know? I don't know. It's so scary.
They were the first people to send people home. So I feel like if anyone has inside scoop, it's probably Mark Zuckerberg. Like, he probably knows.
Oh my God, yeah, they know. They know.
They know what's going down. But yeah, firstly, I wanted to thank everyone who did sign up to our Patreon last week. It's obviously really new for us, and we had our first bonus podcast episode, which was with Georgie Crawford. It will eventually go onto iTunes and Spotify probably by the end of the month, but we're just doing these bonus podcasts for people to get first listens, and some podcasts will never go on to Spotify and iTunes somewhere. Secret for life. But the Georgie Crawford one is really good. It was just so positive and uplifting, and it was interesting talking to because obviously she was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2017, and I didn't even look at it this way, but in the podcast she talks about how like in that year her doctor was basically like, right, you're gonna have to cancel all your plans for the next 12 months, you're going to be in extreme chemo, you're going to be going through radiation. And she said she literally had to like, couldn't go back to work, she had to give up like all these plans she had, like holidays, like a million things she wanted to do were all gone overnight basically. And she said like this whole situation has like triggered her, because it's reminded her, like she's basically been through this before, but obviously she could see people, but she was so sick that she wasn't even seeing people. And she said that Saturday nights she never went out, so like a lot of this is like reminding her. But she said like in a way she would like never take back the diagnosis, because she said it changed her for the rest of her life, like that when she came out of the year she is literally a different person. And she said that even her friends would say she's a different person. So I think there's any positive to take away from all this is like to kind of do some little self-work during this time and come out of it, and just I think people will kind of have different perspectives on things.
Oh, completely. Like even just simple human interaction is like, you know, how much you take that for granted, like hugging your friend or even just like having a drink after work, and simple things like that that you never think will be taken away from you.
Like, when are we gonna have a dance again? Like, the thought of that is weird to
I
me.
Don't
like,
know
being in a club rubbing up against people, like, dude, that's what you do when you've had a few drinks. Girls are dancing, guys are dancing, everyone's just like in each other's face. But now I'm like, how? And then I was saying to my mom the other day, I was like, I feel like people don't realize that clubs and pubs are going to be the last thing to reopen, because imagine having to stick to social distancing and being locked. Like, you wouldn't keep your mask on.
Oh my god, like, no, like it wouldn't happen. Me and my friends were talking about this week, like in our WhatsApp group, just being like, you know, like the pubs, like they're not going to be open for months. And we were like, what is this going to do to our love lives? Like, when will we even get a shoulder rub in the club again?
Like, no, like,
you know,
all that unwanted attention before. Now I'm like, give it to me. I want someone to knock into me. I want to be chatted up. I was only saying that yesterday because, you know, 8 years single in October. Can't wait to celebrate that milestone.
I know.
And I was like, a part of me was thinking, you know, after my 30th, I was like, you know what, this is the year. I'm not going to go into my 31st birthday without a boyfriend. And now I'm okay, I am definitely going into my 31st year. Like, at least this time I have a good excuse because I physically can't see.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, I literally can't leave. My gosh. Like.
But anytime I feel down about it, I'm like, you know what, like there's people who can't do their IVF because of this. There's weddings that can't go ahead because of this. So, like, to be fair, like, no one's going to have big milestones to celebrate throughout this time, you know?
I know. And I actually feel bad because I was having such a shit week this week. And I was like a fucking bull yesterday. But then I'm like, I actually shouldn't be feeling so shit because I know people have it so much worse off. And I actually feel bad for feeling bad then.
I know, but I think it's I think a lot of people are feeling guilty over feeling bad, but I think it's like okay because everyone's trauma and upset is relevant to their situation. So like, I know totally, like, you could be like, okay, right, I haven't lost anyone and I've no nurses or doctors in the family, or like I haven't had to cancel a wedding, but like at the same time, like, yeah, you're still having a shit time, so it's okay to like moan and give out and feel shite about it, because I think everyone is. Like, Twitter is actually a very funny place right now, I find, because the memes just keep me happy. They're so depressing but so true.
I know. Sorry, I am baffled by that video of loads of people on Westminster Bridge clapping.
I know, and it seems real because a doctor had shared it. I'm like, all doctors are real.
Yeah.
But he was like,
because when I first saw it, I was like, that can't be real. But like,
this is the thing, and I know I'm going to be given out for saying this, but like, people keep kind of saying to me, like, oh, why can't they just lift the restrictions? Like, everyone knows, blah, blah. But I'm sorry, some people are thick. Like, this is the problem. Yeah. Like, when you look at the population around the whole world, what is the actual percentage of people that, if this was lifted tomorrow, would continue to properly social distance? I would say the percentage is quite small.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you could say 90% of the world would stick to the restrictions, because if people are going to be let out again and drinking again, I just feel like people are going to forget, you know? Like, even for me, right, every time I get a shopping delivered, I've been putting on my gloves, I've been disinfecting everything. If I get a delivery downstairs, I've been putting on my gloves, I've been disinfecting everything. But now I was like getting sick of wearing the gloves, so now I'm not wearing gloves, but I'm washing my hands straight afterwards. So I'm even starting to get sick of certain things, and I'm still practicing it safely, and I'm still fine. But I was just sick of having to put gloves on. It's like one little thing. So now I've taken that away and I'm just washing my hands like every time too, because I was just like, oh, for fuck's sake, the effort of like having to put gloves on, having to do this. I was just like, oh. So, like, I just think if we're allowed to go back to normal, people might just get lazy.
I actually find wearing gloves is, like, really stressful, because I've only been to the shop once since I came home and, like, have been isolating. And, like, I found it really, like, once I got back into the car, I was like, do I take my gloves off now? Or, like, where am I supposed to put them? Did I touch my phone? I was just all, like, completely freaked out.
Yeah.
And so I was like, would I have been better to just not wear them? Like,
no, it is good to wear them, especially if you're going outside. Like, that's what they're kind of saying. So, like, if you're opening fridge doors in a supermarket, or, you know, you're opening doors of a car, you're meant to leave them on the whole time, right? And not touch your face. You can touch your phone, but then you have to disinfect your phone. So, like, that's what I'm saying. For me, if I go out for a walk, which I really haven't done now in ages, but I was wearing gloves and I was listening to my music or whatever, and I've been wearing a mask as well, like a homemade mask. So then when I come home, this is how stressful it is. Like, I come home, then I take off my gloves, disinfect the phone, I put my mask right into the washing machine with the bobbins, everything goes in, I change my clothes, I put them in the washing machine. I'm nearly like, right, well, I just have a shower. Like, I feel like I have to get rid of every single, like, droplet of anything around me, like air that's been on my face. I'm like, I want it off.
No, so it's that's crazy.
So that's been kind of
my brother, he's been the one that's like been going and doing the shopping for like our whole family, because obviously, like, my mum and dad in the house, and they're both, like, my mum is nearly 60, my dad is 60, and he's been going to do the shopping, and he's been showering every time he's come home.
Yeah, no, he's right too. Honestly, this is the thing that's concerning me as well. I just don't think everyone's practicing the same things, and I've heard of people being in, you know, queues for shops, and there's people are coughing, or they're like not social distancing. So, You just never know. And like, I've seen loads of stuff now because I know they're saying the 2 meters to stay away from each other. But I read a report the other day and they're basically saying, like, if someone is actually coughing, they should be 4 meters away from you. If someone's breathing, it's 1 meter. And if they're talking, it's 2. And then if you're running, it's meant to be 10. So this is why I'm like, right, I'm just like going to barricade.
If they're breathing. Myself. Oh my God, but like everyone's breathing.
Yeah, so that's why the minimum, right, is 2. Because if people are breathing, it's actually 1. So if they had told people it's grand to... Now, obviously, that breathing person would have to have the virus. Do you know what I mean? For it to be a problem that they breathe. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But look, I'm sure everyone's sick to death of talking about it, but it's hard, like, not to talk about it. But look, we're getting there bit by bit. Like, I had like a 33-day celebration this week. I had like Mr. Kipling French fancies and like biscuits.
Woo!
Loving life.
I love a good French fancy.
Oh my God, yeah, like I ordered them in my last Tesco shop and I was delighted with myself when I could have a little celebration. But
can I just say that my day was made even worse today because I got a 5K nomination. Like, if people know me, like, I wouldn't even run up the stairs. So, no, like, this is not good news for me.
Good luck, you know? To you. I want you to, like, film it all or do, like, a live, an Instagram live, like, dying.
No, like, this is not good. No, like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to attempt it. It's obviously for charity. It's so basically what the challenge is, like, you get nominated and then you have to run 5K, you have to donate at least €5 to a charity of your choice, and then you nominate 5 other people. So I'm going to try it and we'll see how we go.
Have you ever been a runner in general?
Oh my God, never. I'm barely a walker, Ali. See, like, I'm the first person to be like, we'll just get a taxi.
I think you're going to be surprised, right? Because remember I told you 8 years ago when I was working in a newspaper, we got this email sent around being like, oh, Cancer Ireland wants, you know, a few, one or two volunteers to run in the marathon. We'll just pick 2 of you. And I was like, ah, sure, the whole company will put their name for it. Grand. I put my name for it. They were like, hi, Ali, since you were like the only person. So I had to do a full marathon.
Oh my God.
Now, it was the Flora mini marathon.
How long was it?
The Flora mini marathon. How long is that? Let me just see.
I don't know.
Now, this is coming from a woman who, like you said, I would never even walk. I actually walk more now. Back then, like, I literally was like, oh my God. Like, a walk would have, like, given me heart palpitations. Let me see how long the mini marathon is.
No, like, I am exaggerating. I do walk, but, like, I'm not the type that would be like, I'm just going for a quick run. Like,
okay,
I would
so it's 10K. Right.
Oh God.
Do you remember I told you this story? I think I did, because I was doing it with another girl from the paper, and I didn't bring earphones or anything because I was like, oh, we're gonna walk together. Did I not tell you the story? And then
they were like,
okay, like, on your marks, get set, whatever. And then she ran off. She was running the marathon and I was walking it, so she ran it and just ran away from me. So I had no one to talk to. I had no earphones.
You.
I was like, oh my God. But I did actually run some of it. And this is what I was going to say to you. I was actually surprised myself. I was able to run some of it. And then before the actual lockdown regulations came in, I was going for 5K runs around here. Like, one night I actually ran for 6K, but it was like an anger run. I was like running in anger. God. It was just like a stress relief.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, my body was like, ah! Like, what did you just do? Like, my whole body was a bit, but during it I couldn't feel anything. I was just like adrenaline.
No, like, I'm actually worried my ankles will just like snap.
Like, but you see, you can
they're
jog.
Not used to this kind of pressure. They're like,
can,
oh my God,
you can jog slightly as well. You don't have to keep,
oh good,
do you have a good pair
me.
Of runners?
I do, yeah, I do, but okay. Like, still,
when are you gonna do it?
I don't
it?
Think a good runner is gonna help me. Like,
when are you gonna do it?
I don't know. The weather is, like, really shit, so, like, it's just the worst time ever, but I
next
might
week.
Try to do it tomorrow.
Ooh!
Next week, next
oh
month.
Oh, my God. Okay, so no, watch Kendra's Instagram, Kendra Becker. so, yeah, sorry, I have to talk about just on this week's episode, the absolute, like, publicity madness that's gone around because Matt Damon was spotted with a Super Value bag in Docky.
So funny. The best endorsement they'll ever get in their life.
Like, so basically what happened was I was actually on the site last Sunday and I saw someone tweet this photo and I immediately was like, this is photoshopped. Do you know what I mean? Because it was just so random. And then I looked into it and Super Value had like replied and everything and they said, oh, he made a good choice. And then it was like the funniest part of it. It wasn't just him holding a Super Value bag. Then someone was like, oh, yeah, he had his togs in there. So everyone was just like, this is the most Irish photograph I've ever seen. Like, he's in his trackies. He's a Super Value bag full of togs and he's just gone for a dip. Like,
I think it was kind of like his stance in the photo as well. It was just so funny. He was just like, how are you?
Well, that's the thing. So the original photo has two children in it. They were cropped out because obviously they're minors.
Oh.
So it looks like he's randomly leaning, but like he's leaning towards the kids in the original
photo. That's what I thought. I was like, why is he standing like that?
I know, it was. And you're like, how are you?
Yeah, that was a good nod.
Like, but no, he's
he's really adapted to the culture in Ireland.
That's what everyone's saying. Everyone's been like, oh my god, he's actually become like an Irish man. But it's funny because no one actually knows when all the photos were taken, because one photo got released of him at a local cafe in Dockey. All of these stories are on goss.ie, by the way. And it was obviously before the cafe closed. But this photo did look pretty recent. But I saw the Mail Online, they did a big feature then on Wednesday this week. So we did the story on Sunday. On Wednesday, they did a huge feature being like how Matt Damon is like taking over Ireland at the moment as he's randomly locked down there. And they had in the main photo him with the Super Value bag again.
So
I actually tweeted it when this all happened. I was like, does Matt, because his name was trending. It was the number one trend in Ireland on Sunday. So I was like, is he sitting in this gaff and docky knowing that he's trending around the entire country because he used a certain bag?
Does he actually have social media at all? I don't think he does.
He doesn't have anything public, but you know these type, he probably has social media. Yeah. But like, he must be like, okay, this is so random. Clearly I can't go outside with a plastic bag like without being like
so funny.
Stopped. But there's some locals have said they have seen him when he popped into that cafe. He was there with his wife and his kids. A lot of people were wondering, was he here with them? But that kind of confirmed with them that they were all seen. And apparently he was like so nice and he was really lovely to everyone. And actually in the Mail Online feature, do you know the way they always do bullet points at the top, kind of being like, this is what's in the article?
Yeah.
One of the bullet points was like, Matt has been seen jogging around Dockey. It's just like, it's so random.
Just randomly jogging.
Just like going for a jog. So yeah, it's hard to know what his thinking is behind staying here, but I just think he's using it as like an idyllic place to be instead of being in the heart of Hollywood and LA, where it's actually worse over there by the looks of it. And he probably didn't want to have to traipse his kids all the way back through an airport again. So I think he's just like, right, whatever, we'll chill out, we'll go for a dip, we'll head to Super Value.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Yeah. I'd love to know, did he go to Super Value? Like, I need to know the details. Did he go to Super Value and therefore had a bag? Or was Super Value delivered to him? Does he have security here that went for him? Like, someone tell us.
I need to know what he bought. Like, did he get the Super Crunch sausages or no?
Is he a Barry's or a Lions tea man? Like, this is the question. Like, he won't, you know, there's a lot of judgmental purchases there could be here. But yeah, so random, but also hilarious. And at a time where there's like not that much news going on, it was just so funny to see it literally take over the newspapers and like take over the Mail Online. It was the top story in the Daily Mail for a whole day on Wednesday. I just was like, this is so random. But I, Matt, if you're listening, get on the Gosscast. We want to talk to you.
Oh, I'm sure he's listening out in his jog.
Yeah, we want your receipt from Super Value. Tell us what you bought. Stranger things have happened, Kendra. Like, if I was in the 2 kilometer zone of Dockey, I'd probably rock up to his house.
Oh my god, like, you'd be out in the bushes by his
like
gaff.
A podcast equipment and be like, hey Matt, could I grab you for your podcast? Well,
so funny.
But yeah, that really was such a big story over the last week. I saw as well, Kendra, you did a big feature on who's in Too Hot to Handle, the new dating show on Netflix.
I know, I'm dying to watch it. Obviously, I've been working all day, so it only went up this morning, I think, on Netflix. So I'm definitely going to start watching it tonight. I can't wait.
I think it's night two.
Obviously, yeah, there's an Irish girl on it called Nicole O'Brien. So I'm interested to see what she'll be like.
I feel like they're all going to blow up because as of right now, they're still kind of on normal following. But I think this weekend is going to see a surge in watching the show. So I'm very excited to see it. And it's so hard to actually like discipline ourselves to like not watch everything straight away. Like you told me about Schitt's Creek and like, good luck. I've watched all of it now. It's over. Like,
oh my God, I'm so happy. I'm so happy you loved it because some people so might think good. It's kind of like a bit of a kooky show, but it's just so funny. I love it.
I see, it is kooky in that way. Like, I love Arrested Development. That's another kind of cult show where, yeah, like, it's weird. But yeah, the first episode, yeah, or two, I was like, but then I was like, no, if Kendra said I'm going to like this, it's going to get good. And then I just fell in love with David. And, like, Catherine O'Hara. So,
I love David.
I can't go.
Oh, my God, she's amazing. She's like, baby.
I actually started, like, Googling all this when I finished watching Schitt's Creek. By the way, guys, you haven't watched it. It's just so good. There's 5 seasons on Netflix.
Just do it.
I saw this interview and she had said in it that she came up with the accent herself and she believed that's how like a woman like that would try to like reinvent herself. So like she was trying to say that like before her accent wasn't like that, but then when this happened she's trying to stay like all high and mighty or whatever. But the scene with the
I love her so
you know
much.
The scene with the wardrobe in the last episode.
Oh yeah, with her in it.
Yeah, I was like, that is a mood. Like I have that mood. Oh, she just climbs in the wardrobe.
You know that the father and the son, so like
Daniel Levy and Eugene. Yes.
Yeah, they're like father and son.
I know. So when I started watching it, I was like, oh, they really cast David so well. He looks so like him. And then I kept seeing the two Levies at the start of every episode and I was like, I need to look into this. And then I started watching interviews with them and like the guy who plays David, who is Daniel in real life, he has never been in anything ever before. And he's the showrunner.
I know.
He runs the entire series. And all the cast members were like, his like attention to detail is crazy. Like he won't like hoover the carpets on set because he said that like the family wouldn't be bothered hoovering their own carpets. So like there's tiny little details in it that he is like so strict on. And I loved hearing that.
You know, I hate to break it to you now, but the next season is the last one.
You're killing my soul. What?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, it's ending. I know, I'm devastated. So the 6th season will be the last one, and I think it's just finished, like, on whatever channel it's on.
Can't I'm gonna illegally is, going to illegally start watching it, like... Month. Oh, is it? Okay, right. Maybe I'll wait.
I think I'm going to wait. Yeah, I think I'm going to wait because, I don't know, it's just easier to watch on Netflix.
Oh my God, that is so upsetting. It's like with Fleabag, there's only 2 seasons. It's like when a show does really well, they're like, right, we'll just end it on a high. No, don't end it on a high. End it in 20 seasons, please. Like, we're bored.
I know. But I suppose, like, they don't want to keep going and make it, like, shit. I kind of get that as well.
I'm so upset. And even, like, the sister in it, like, at the start, I was like, oh, would she ever fucking shut up? But now I kind of love her, even though I still find her incredibly irritating.
Alexa,
when she performed her own single from the reality show.
I know, she's so funny.
Sorry guys, you haven't watched it, but I think a lot of people have. Like I've seen a lot of tweets talking about how they can't wait for the next season to come to help them through all this. But we shall move on now. One of the things I've noticed that's been happening throughout lockdown, which is kind of strange, is breakups and hookups that have like come to light during the coronavirus pandemic. I saw Kate Beckinsale is at it again. She's got a new toy boy.
Oh my God, she loves a good toy boy, and you know what, good on her. You know
who is this guy?
So as far as I know, he's 22. He's some rocker and his name is so random. It's Goody Grace.
Oh,
which is
God.
So weird.
Goody Grace.
But yeah, I don't really know too much about him, to be honest. It's just so random. But like, she did date Pete Davidson last year, so I mean.
And I think when she's dated a random Pete Davidson, everyone thought it was like a random romance, like as in, oh, so random. They obviously met each other, really liked each other. But now it's like just a pattern. She's just liking the younger guys. And it's not even about them being young. They're all mental looking. Like, they just have a bit of a mad style. They're very out there.
Yeah. Kind of like very edgy kind of style.
It's like she's going through a rebellious period, but in her 40s, which is so random.
Yeah, it's weird, but she still looks so young. Like, what age is she?
No, I know. 46? She looks unreal. Yeah, she looks
and
like
she
she's in her
30s. She still looks like she's 30. Yeah. It's insane.
But this one is just so weird because I think he's the youngest so far. He's only 2 years older than her daughter.
I think he's only 1 year older.
Oh, 1 year. Wow.
Yeah, I think her daughter is like 21.
But you know what? Given the current climate, if I, you know what I mean? Like, I'll take it. Like, you know what I mean? Whoever's around, oh even God, if they're yeah. younger, I'll date them. Well, and then
It'd be funny, like, if we actually found out that she had actually just was looking for a man during lockdown and went outside and was like, you. And he was just standing there.
He was just like gardening the lawn and she was like, right, get in here.
Yeah.
She's there must be so grand. Many people who like just started dating someone at the start. But that's the other part of this situation. I think there's going to be so many engagements, but also breakups when this ends. Because like there's people that have had to kind of move in with each other that were only dating, but like they've chosen to isolate together. So now they're basically yeah. living together. And then there's others that are being kept apart. So like it's tough. But Ben Affleck and his new girlfriend, Ana de Armas, who's honestly so beautiful. Like I look at her and I'm like, oh, you're so pretty. She's the new Bond girl.
There's something like weird about their relationship that I can't put my finger on. Like, why are they seen together so much? Yeah.
Well, I think
like there's been some paparazzi called.
Well, I was going to mention that part to you. So yeah. Right, so at the start, right, the reason the story broke was they were seen together in Buenos Aires or somewhere like that, somewhere really random.
Yeah.
And there was no photos, but it was like they were seen. And then like the next day it was like photographs or whatever. Then they took another vacation. Now they're basically living together, which again sounds very intense very quickly. And I don't know, did you see, there was a piece on the site about the two of them, and I actually embedded a video from TikTok. Someone had taken a TikTok video of the paparazzi outside their house, so like they were going for a stroll. There's literally like 12 paparazzi sitting outside his house.
Oh,
they're there all the time. Apparently they've been there for years, like, do you know what I mean, because he's so famous or whatever. But then it's very strange okay. that he would make the choice to walk out the front door holding her yeah. hand, walking the dogs, no baseball cap, no sunglasses, whatever. He's like, it's a little odd that they're doing it so often. Mm. I know the dogs obviously need a walk, but like surely there's another route you could take.
Yeah, you know? I just feel like they've been papped so much and they're only together such a short period of time. I'm just like,
So you're thinking it could possibly be some sort of showmance? Possibly.
I think so, or like, I don't know. It just seems like they really want people to know that they're together. And sure, like, that's fair enough. But
I mean, if I was Ben, I'd be showing her off as well. She's like so pretty. And I saw she did an interview being like, I never thought I was pretty enough to be a Bond girl. And I nearly vomited. I was like, right, well, if you don't think you're pretty,
feck off.
Yeah, she's absolutely stunning. And then who else?
What's she been in?
I don't know. She's very new. Like,
is the Bond movie going to be like her really big breakout role?
Yeah, massive. She's from, let me see. Ana de Armas. Oh, there's actually an article.
She was in that Knives Out movie. I haven't seen that.
They're in a new movie together called Deep Water, and they play like a couple in that, and that's where they got it on. So she's Cuban and she's 31. She was in Knives Out. I must actually watch that. And then she's in No Time to Die.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it actually says in a USA Today article, outside of the big screen, she and Affleck have been the subjects of many paparazzi shots. Yes, they have. Like, a bit too many.
There's a common thread here.
Oh my God, she had a breakout role in the 2015 thriller Knock Knock. Alongside
that
Keanu Reeves. It's like a horror
movie. I love
movie.
Keanu Reeves.
And then she also starred in Hands of Stone alongside Ryan Gosling. Oh no, sorry, alongside Harrison Ford, and she was in Blade Runner 2049 with Ryan Gosling. So yeah, she's been in a few things. I must watch Knives Out. But yeah, some of their photos, I'm looking at them here, they look heavily staged. They look like a catalogue of like, buy
so
our pets.
Staged. Yeah, see, I think like Ben is definitely trying to kind of redeem himself. So I'd say getting like a good looking girlfriend on his arm is kind of his way of getting back out there, I suppose. I don't know.
And actually, the movie sounds good. This is obviously an amazing promo for the movie, but the movie, so it's called Deep Water. Ben stars as her husband and he allows her to have affairs to prevent them from getting a divorce, but then later becomes a suspect when one of her partners disappears. So that sounds good. Love and all.
Ooh,
drama.
Okay.
So yeah, they were popped in Costa Rica at the start. But like, it's funny, the lockdown was starting to happen and they kept just jetting off places. I was like, come back then.
Like, go home.
Meanwhile, Matt is like, hey, you coming to Ireland? No. He's like sitting there waiting for me.
With some Super Value sausages.
And the Super Value sausages. But as well as hookups, though, like obviously breakups. So the latest breakup, Arabella Chi.
Yeah, and Wes Nelson. So yes. I could kind of see this coming, to be honest. I remember when their romance was confirmed, I think it was last year.
Yeah.
I was like, that's really not going to last very long. I just thought it was really random.
It was so random. And I actually...
Yeah, they'd been living together.
Oh, had they?
Yeah, they'd been living together and everything. So he has moved out and he's now living with Josh Denzel, who was in Love Island with him as well. So,
okay.
Yeah. So
they're living it up.
Yeah.
Well, I actually had asked her about it. We interviewed her a couple of months ago and I asked her about how they got together. And it was very suspect because she said he had slid into her DMs way before Love Island. Then he slid in again after Love Island. So, and then they both were represented by the same agency. So that smelt of a fucking showmance immediately as well. But then they did stay together a while and she was supporting him all through X Factor as well. So they did seem to be the real deal. But like I said, I think this time is going to make or break some couples. And then, yeah, speaking of couples, the drama with Maura Higgins and Curtis Pritchard seems to just be never ending.
I know. So this week it was confirmed. So basically Maura was on, anyone that doesn't know, Maura was on Dancing on Ice this year. She did really well. She got really far. But as always, there's always rumors about people and their partners on the likes of Strictly and Dancing on Ice and stuff. And she was partnered up with Alex, I can't really pronounce his last name, Demetrio,
yeah.
I'm going to say.
We'll accept it.
So
we'll
she was partnered up with him, but he is actually married to one of the other professional skaters, Carlotta Edwards, I think.
And, loving your pronunciations today.
Yeah. So that was grand, but there was still like kind of rumors that they were getting very close and blah, blah, blah. And a while ago, Maura had actually spoken out and had to deny rumours that her and Alex, there was anything going on between them because he was papped coming out of her house.
Yeah.
And like there was loads of kind of rumours swirling that they were kind of getting it on behind the scenes. But then this week, so she had kind of put that to bed before. But then this week it was The Sun reported that Alex has split from his wife.
Yeah,
so that kind of obviously set things off. Yeah, and it kind of set things off again that everyone was like, okay, it's kind of
and it didn't help. I found that Curtis did an interview. Curtis did an interview over the weekend, and he brought it up himself. And he was like, "I don't want to believe the rumors," but he kind of fueled the fire. I felt in his article, which I thought was a bit strange. That kind of brought it back up again as well. And he said he had seen photos of them together. And he didn't like it. So I think that kind of flamed it as well.
Yeah, he was kind of like, oh, I was really hurt by it. But like at the same time, I have no reason to believe anything actually did happen. So yeah, I think he was kind of poking the fire a bit there. But yeah, so that whole story came out that Alex has split from his wife. So Maura actually had to respond. So we got an exclusive on... Goss this week, Maura's rep basically told us that her relationship with Alex was strictly professional and that there was nothing going on. And I'd say like Maura was a bit annoyed that she even had to respond to it again.
Yeah.
So the statement in full was Maura and Alex had a great friendship whilst training for Dancing on Ice. This was always and has always been just professional. She regards him as a close friend and will continue to do so, although they have not spoken in a few weeks. Maura has been single since splitting with Curtis and is spending her time focusing on herself and some exciting projects she has lined up in the near future. So that was the statement. It's very much just like... Yeah, it was just professional and that's it.
It's like, hard because like even though he visited her, like so what? They were really close throughout the entire process. Like they're obviously mates and like
yeah.
I do feel sorry for her that she's constantly under speculation, and now that she's single, it's like making it worse. But he could have been splitting up with his wife irregardless of what's going on, you know?
And remember when Maura was on Love Island, she was actually really open about the fact that she gets on better with guys and that, like, she has a lot of guy friends rather than girlfriends.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, I think it's fair enough, and people should kind of get off her back a bit.
Get off her back. But it's just, like, it's so funny that even throughout this, like, in isolation, no one can physically see each other, and people are like, are they secretly together? Like, how? How could they be? You know? Unless he's in the back, like, of her apartment. I'm loving her newfound love of TikTok. She's, like, slowly getting into it, but I like watching her on TikTok.
Love it. I would love her and Chris Taylor to be together. The guy who was in her TikTok.
They were,
but
they
majorly kind of, stan them.
Like, I feel they were even a good fit on Love Island. It's just the way it worked out that they weren't a couple. But I think even then, people thought they got on really well. He's really funny. The other person I was thinking of as well for more was Greg O'Shea. Because remember, he initially fancied her and then went down the route of Amber.
I don't know. I think Maura needs someone that's a bit more like, no offense, Greg, but like, she needs someone a bit more, like, I don't know, rough around the edges or something.
Yeah, Greg's too nice.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's not a mean thing to say. We're like, Greg, you're so lovely. I just, it must be hard for her. I think anyone who's just had a breakup, isolation must be a fucking bitch. Because you're probably like, you know what?
Oh my God,
I'm going to date, I'm going to meet new people. And then it's like, No, you won't.
But no, it's mad.
It's really crazy. But I think as much as, like, nightclubs and pubs and all that are going to take ages to come back, I feel like dating might come back sooner because that's one-on-one, you know? I think the main issue is going to be gatherings again. It's going to be in huge groups. But now I'm like, if I go on a date, am I going to be like, do you have a blood test? Can you take this swab, please? Can I take your temperature? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, is that how I'm going to do this? Like, going forward?
I don't know. It's so weird because, like, we're so aware that this is going to go on for so long, but we don't know how we're going to deal with this. Like,
no,
like, in so many different ways.
It's so bizarre. Crazy. But I feel like I saw that Emirates are doing these speed tests. I don't know if you saw it. It's on Twitter. Just kind of proving how quick the COVID-19 test could be if it was done properly. But they're doing speed tests for people going on airplanes and stuff. But I'm like, will we be going on a date and will there be speed, like a COVID-19 speed test on the table? You'll just both be able to test for it.
Oh my God.
I mean, how else could you possibly date someone though? Because if you were to go on a date at dinner, like, how close you would be to them throughout the entire conversation, that is, like, within 2 meters.
I suppose you could take their temperature.
But then the other problem is, like, they say that you spread it the most when you don't have the symptoms. So there's, like, no winning. I just don't know.
God, there's just no winning.
I feel like
we'll just be forever alone and that's it.
Forever alone. You know? But I do think, though, we're going to pick nicer guys in the sense, because now we're going to appreciate the time so much more. Whereas before, like, you'd mess around, you'd make a few poor choices. Well, I'm talking about myself. But, like, because you'd be like, oh, whatever. You know, life is short. But now I'm like, life is not short. Life is long. This is a long period. Like, life is not short.
I don't know when you're going to be locked up in your house. Okay.
Like. And now I'm like, you know, I actually said it in the column for Patreon. I did it all about what I've learned from relationships. And I said it in it, like, before I'd be looking at a guy and I'd be like, is he going to be a good kisser? Would he be good at this? Would he be good at that? Now I'm just like, what would he be like in isolation? Do you know? The next time I'm going to be like,
Is he sound?
If the world basically ends overnight, will he drop me a text? Like, these are the things I'm going to be looking for. Whereas before I was like, oh, a bit of crack. No more, Kendra.
You'd be like, does he like Schitt's Creek?
This is Schitt's Creek. We're all in Schitt's Creek right now, Kendra.
No, we literally are. We're up Schitt's Creek.
Schitt's Creek. Yeah, that's going to be my new question. Do you watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine? Do you watch Schitt's Creek? If they don't watch either, it's non-compatible. I'm sorry. Like, it's over. It's over
forever. It's a new compatibility test.
Yeah. But look, guys, we'll leave it there now. I am chatting to Andrew Fitzsimons today. So today's Friday. The Kardashian Supremo hairdresser. He also brought out a line with Primark. So we're doing a Zoom chat, which I'm really excited about. So that's going on our Patreon. So the Patreon link is in our bio. Link in bio. And we've been sharing it as well on Instagram. So if you want to get the exclusive on that, that's going to be up this weekend. And we're also doing a giveaway of a year's worth of foundation thanks to Carter Beauty Cosmetics. And not to frighten you, but you may need the years. You may need the years.
Oh, know? My God.
Wow. But yeah, we're doing... I have another column going up. This is the weekend I'm doing the column on the celeb encounters I've had, good and bad. So if you want to
get all the dirt... Oh, my God. I'm excited for that.
So excited.
I know you have good gems.
I know. I feel like a few celebs might sign up to Patreon just to see what I said. Just to be like, did she fucking mention me? Imagine I was like, he was a prick and I'm talking about someone lovely. I know. Most people are nice. But I have a few little stories in there from UK celebs to US celebs.
Oh my God, give me a hint.
Give me a hint
of like some of the from the bad ones.
Well, we all know I hate Kendall Jenner. Like, let's admit to that one. Kendall was bad. There's an A-list actor in there, an Oscar winner, who I'll be talking about. That was not nice. Yeah, wasn't really.
Oh my God, I know who that is. I know who that is.
There's a few surprising people who I think people would presume would be pricks, but actually were really nice. So that's the kind of twist, you know. You think they're going to be assholes. But in fairness to the Kendall story, Chris was there. She was fab. Kris Jenner, you have my love. That's fine.
I mean, obviously she's
although fat. Remember, we were told, we won't name names, but we were told that Chris was not so nice last year. Do you remember at a certain fashion show?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of broke my heart, to be honest.
Broke my heart a little bit too. This is the thing. Sometimes Chris, these people are like, are wrecked.
My angel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, so that'll be up on this weekend as well. Everything's going up this weekend, so subscribe, you'll be helping us out and you'll be getting the dish, and myself and Kendra will be back next weekend.
Woo!